The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot, may he continue to succeed. Aslaha v'arvaha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Vav. Today's daf is being studied the Lunishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruh Hashem Tenehinu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Fu'ash Shelema, Shelomo ben Miriam, Shaul, Hai, Gabriel ben Sarah, Sarah bat Rachel, Yosef ben Sarah, v'tinok ben Dina. Amen. Begin today's daf on Chafei Amud Bet, starting right from the Gemara. We had a Mishnah that talked about Nedre Shegagot. It was the case of Nedre Shegagot. A person, let's say, he said that this thing is going to be forbidden on me if I ate. It was the time that he made the Neder, he actually forgot that he ate. So therefore, it's considered that he made a ta'ut, he made a mistake, so it's considered like a shogeg. And therefore, the neder is not halal. He said, let's say, kunam this item, if I'm going to eat. Then at the time that he was going to sit down to eat, he forgot that this eating had a neder attached to it. Therefore, it's also considered a shogeg, and therefore, the neder is not halal. Comes the Gemara, Tana, Keshem Shnedre Shegagot Mutarim, Kach Shevu'aot Shegagot Mutarim. So, too, when you make a Shevu'ah Bishkaga, also you don't need to make Hafara, it's Mutar. It's not hal. Hechidame shivu'ot shegagot. What's the case of a person making a shivu'ah bishkaga? Kegon Rav Kana v'Rav Aseh. The two rabbis. Hadin Amar. One rabbi says shivu'ata d'achi Amar Rav. So I make a swear. This is what I heard from Rav. This is what Rav's statement was. Hadin Amar shivu'ata d'achi Amar Rav. And the other rabbi says I swear that I heard the opposite in the name of Rav. They're both students of Rav. Dechol had v'chad atadad nafshe shapir kamishtaba. Each one, at the time he's making the shivua, he really believes that he's telling the emet. Now, and the Yerushalmi says that they went to Rav after, and Rav would tell them that you're right and you're wrong. But it doesn't matter. They wouldn't have to make hatarah, because at the time that he made the shivua, he held that was the truth. And the hadush of this case is, even though you call this a shogeg, even though you have somebody telling you the exact opposite when you made your shivuah, it's still considered a shogeg. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara could have brought shivuot shogegot, like the shigagot, like the case of our Mishnah. Just keep it. Shivuah imachalti and shivuah imuchal. Keep the same cases. So the Ran speaks out that it's telling you a bigger hadush. Not only the cases of our Mishnah, but even the case, this case over here, where you have somebody that's telling you the exact opposite, still that's considered a shegaga, because at the time that he made the shivua, he really believed that Rav made that statement. Comes the Gemara, continues. Okay, let's get that case in the Mishnah. That was the last case in the Mishnah. Let's say a guy saw people eating te'anim. He saw people eating figs. Right? So he came along and he said, Hare alechem korban. I'm offering these figs on all you people over here like a korban. Then he realized that his father or his brother was one of the people. So we said in that case over there, we had a machloket. But Shammai came along and said, "Hen mutarim, uma she'amahem asurim." And the father will be permissible, but Shammai shita, and everybody else remains bisur. But Hillel said, "Mutarim." Why? Once already you break the neder b'mikseto, you break the neder b'kulo. Okay, remember that machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. The guy said, "I'm sitting all of you," and then he came and said, "Oh, I didn't know my father was part of the mix over here." Not machloket, but Shammai Bet Hillel. So comes the Gemara and says, Gemara is going to bring a similar case where we see Shitav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is going to hold in a similar case, not exactly analogous to Al Mishnah, but a similar case where you see the concept of Hutar Miksato Hutar Kulo. What's the case? Gemara says, Tananatam Putheim B'Shabbatot U'B'Yamim Tovim. You have a guy, he made a shivu'ah, he's going to fast every day of the year. So now, after he made that fast over there, he realizes you can't fast on Shabbatot. You cannot fast on Yamim Tovim. So the Gemara says, that could be his petah. So you could tell the guy, listen, had you known that you can't fast on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, would you have made the neder from the inception? So that could be a petah for a person that made such a neder. So the Gemara explains, Barishona yomrim otana yamim mutarim ushal kol yamim asurim. Which is when you give him that petah, what happens is Shabbat and Yom Tov become permissible for teeth, and everything else remains intact. Akiva says, no. Once already you're giving him the out on Shabbatot and Yemim Tovim, he has the ter on everything. So you just see Shitat Rabbi Akiva, that what? A neder that's Hutar Miksato is considered Hutar Kulo. Now that we brought Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is going to now show us how that relates to the case of our Mishnah. Amar Rabba comes along and says, Dekule Alma. All opinions, meaning Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, of our Mishnah, Kol Hecha De Amar, Ilu Hayiti Yudaya She Abba Benechem, Hayiti Omer Kulechem Asurim Chutz Me Abba. If when the guy's rehashing his statement, when the guy's coming back and saying, "Oh, had I known my father was in the group over there eating the figs, I never would have said what I said. I would have said Kulechem Asurim Chutz Me Abba." Meaning I would have stipulated, same words, kulechem asurim, I wouldn't change that, I just would have stipulated, chutz min abba. What's the deen? Dechulehon asurim ve'abib mutar. Everybody holds it. Abba says in that case, that his father is permissible, everybody else is forbidden. Now this is a case, just so we have clarity, this is a case called ma'amid. Ma'amid devarav. Ma'amid devarav means he is establishing his original words. He's not changing from what he said. He's saying, I would have said the same terminology. Just like I said, kulechem asurim initially, I would have said the same terminology. I would have said, kulechem asurim, I just would have added, chutz min abba. So that's considered a case of ma'amid. He's using the same terminology, just adding, chutz min abba. And Rabbah says, in that case, everybody agrees. Meaning, b'chamay b'telel, kulam asurim ve'aviv mutar. Logic, what's the sevara on that? Ran. Four lines on the bottom, or five lines. Amar Rava, kol modim beomer, hayiti omer kolechem asurim chutz me'abad dekul ama, kolehon asurim v'abib mutar, mishum, delo mikri ki agavna neder shutar miksato, hutar kulo. This is not considered a neder that was partially absolved, that we say the whole thing is absolved. Why? Lefi shekevan shebishat neder, amar kolechem asurim, since at the time that he said everybody's asur. Ve'akshav gamkin ma'amid devarav rishonim. He's saying the same thing. Legabe ha'achirim be'otu ha'lashon, mamas, with the same language, she'amar b'tchila, afapi she'motzi abiv min ha'klal, afilu ha'che en ze neder she'utar miksato, lefi she'abiv lo nechnas me'olam b'mashma'ut ha'neder. Which means, what he's really saying is, my father was never part of the initial language. When I said, kulechem asurim, I never met my father in that language over there. So it's not that it's neder shehutar miksato. He was never in. You have to be matir him. And therefore, everybody's going to agree, kulam asurim ve'abib mutar. Again, so let's go according to Rava. Rava is coming along to say, Rava is coming along to say that when he uses the same lashon, we call that what? Ma'amid. When he's ma'amid, then already the father becomes permissible and the everybody else remains isur, logic. Because that's not considered neder shutar miksato hutar kulo. Why? Because it's really saying when I said kulam asurim, I never was including my father. My father was never part of the equation. So I'm not backtracking on something that I said and you're taking him out. It was never in to start off with. Okay, that's Rabba's shita by ma'amid. Gemara continues. לא נחלקו אלא באומר אילו הייתי יודע שאבא ביניכם הייתי אומר פלוני ופלוני אסורים ואבא מותר. What's the case where בית שמאי ובית הלל argue? That's a case of where initially the guy said כולם אסורים, right? Then they tell him, then he realized his father was part of the group over there. So he goes, if I would have known my father was part of the group, I would have said, Peloni u peloni asurim ve'abba mutar. In that case, he said, I would have changed my terminology. Instead of saying, kulam asurim, I would have said, Peloni, this guy's asur, and this guy's asur, and my father is mutar. There, you have the machloket bet shamai and bet hillel. Now this is called, in the terminology we're going to use, Mishaneh, because he changed his terminology. Now, what's the sivara why we would say this case, Bet Hillel, for example, would say in our Mishnah that everybody's absolved. There's no neder, not on the father and not on the Ahirim. What's the logic? Run. Top line of Run on the Chavav. Bet Shammai Kirabbanan. Bet Shammai is going to like the rabbis. The rabbis over there in the Machlokot of Rabbi Akiva, with the case where the guy made a fast the whole year. Right? So what did the rabbi say of Rabbi Akiva over there? The rabbi said that when he makes a neder on the whole year, and then he said, oh, the Shabbatot were involved, so the Shabbatot become permissible and everything else remains asur. So Bet Shammai is going to like the Rabbanan in this case, the little neder shutar miksato hutar kulo. Which means he doesn't go with this business that once you're partially absolved in there, that everything goes off. So in this case over here, the guy comes along and says, listen, if I would have known that, I would have said, Penoni Ploni Asurim Abib Mutar. So he's trying to get his father out. So he goes, your father's out, but everybody else remains in. That's Bet Shammai Shita. Ubetelel Kerebi Akiva. Once already part, the part of the neder goes off, the whole neder goes off. Why? Tekevan De'acha Ikatarti. Here you have two reasons to say the whole neder goes off. Why? Hada De'ikatut Gamur Degabe Ha'af. First of all, there's a total mistake to give the av, which means in the first version you said what? Kulam asurim. Right? Which sounds like you're including the father. Now you're coming along and saying chutz. So the give the father, it's a mistake. Ulgabe aharini gam ken yesh ta'ut bilashon. Even when you said l'gabe the aharim, it's a mistake. Why? Shu omer she'ilu haya yodeh she'abiv b'nehem. If I would have known that my father was part of the group, I wouldn't use that lashon even like the Ahirim. I wouldn't have said kulechem. You know why? Because by saying kulechem, at that point, it sounds like he's including his father. True, 2 seconds later, he says chutz b'abba, but he doesn't even want to sound like for 2 seconds that he's asserting his father. So he says, lefi shayam makpid sheyem muvan midbarav afilu rega kimimre. He wants it to be understood even for a second's moment. That it's supposed to be part of the issue. He doesn't want people to make that misinterpretation. I wouldn't use the word kulechem. Ela ploni uploni. Since you have two reasons to say that this was a mistake, the hainu taut gamur legabe avi. Number one, legabe his father, it's taut gamur. He was included in the first round. Now he's being excluded in the second round. The taut belashon legabe achayim. And that lashon that he said, kulam asurim, he's regretting that lashon. I wouldn't have said that lashon. Because kulam asurim sounds like, even for a moment, that including my father, I would have said, penoni u penoni. So everybody knows that my father is never part of the group. So that's considered, hutar miksato, hutar kulo. Good. So now let's, for our own understanding, let's chart Rabba. Basically, we know now there's two cases that we're going to deal with in this whole Gemara. The Ma'amid case and the Mishaneh case. The Ma'amid case, again, is where he said, Kulam Asurim, Kulechem Asurim, and he says, oh, had I known my father was part of that group, I would have said the same Lashon. Kulechem Asurim Yishchutz Me'abba. So Rabba with the, he holds like this. I'm going to put a case of, you have Ma'amid, and you have a case of Mishaneh. That's our headline. Okay? Ma'amid. Mishaneh means what? Had I known that my father was part of the group, I would have said, I would have changed. I wouldn't have said Kulechem Asurim. I would have said Peloni u Peloni Asurim v'Abba Mutar. Okay, so we'd want to chart that correctly. We would put Rabbah, okay, that's on this side. Actually, we could put Rabbah over here. He holds by Ma'amid that what, when he comes on the Kulam Asurim over here, Kuli Alma, everybody. Kuli Alma, Him Asurim, the Abba Mutar. Let's speak out the logic of here again, because this is not considered neder shutal miksato tar kulo. Why? Because this case, he's saying, when I said kulam asurim, I never met my father. My father was never part of the mix. So I'm not retracting on my father. He's saying, I would have said the same exact lashon, I would have thrown in chusba'ba, meaning when I said it initially, I never met my father. So good, everybody's going to agree. The father is permissible because he was never part of the neder, and everybody remains asur because he said kulechem asurim. But in the case of Mishaneh, where he changes Peloni Uploni, that's where we have Machloket. There we have Machloket, which means Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai is going to say what? Abba Mutar and him Asurim, and Bet Hillel is going to say Kulam Mutarim. Why? Because that's a Neder. Neder Shehutar Muksato Hutar Kulo. Okay, that's the first shita of Rabbah. Now we're going to go see Rabbah's way of understanding the Mahloket. Continues, top of the Amud al-Khafaf. V'Rava Amar, the Kol Alma, Kol Echa de Amar, Ilu Eiti Yodesh Abba Benechem Eiti Omer, Peloni U'Peloni Asurim, V'Abba Mutar, Kulam Mutarim. So Rava comes along and says, in the case of Mishaneh, where the guy would have said, had I known that my father was part of the group, I never would have included him. I would have said, Peloni u'Pelonim Asurim. Because I wouldn't want to even say for a second, Kulam Asurim, because that sounds like I'm including my father. I don't even want the people to think that I'm including my father for a second. I would have been specific, Peloni u'Peloni Asurim. Everybody's going to say, in that case, Mutar. Which means even Bet Shammai is going to say Mutar in this case. Kulam Mutarim. You know why? Because in this case he's changing both sides. Number one, he's saying the Kulam Asurim, that language I wouldn't have used. And I would have excluded my father. So since he's changing two things, it's like two ta'uyot he made on the language and on the father, like we saw the Sevara in Bet Hillel, according to the other Shita, even Bet Shammai will agree in this case. So we put Mishaneh, according to Rava, Kulei Alma, Mutarim. Everybody. Okay? And then we go to the next thing. Lo Nechleku Ela. So what's the Machlok going to Rava? Ela Be'omer. Ilo Hayiti Yodea She'Abba Benechem Hayiti Omer Kulechem Asurim Chutz Me'Abba. In the case of Ma'amir is the Machloket. Bet Shammai Savri Lak Rabbi Meir. דאמר תפוס לשון לישון, ובית הלל סבי לה כרבי יוסה, דאמר בגמר דבריו, אדם נתפס. Okay, let's chart the מחלוקת first. מעמיד. The guy said, I would have said the same לשון. I would have continued to say, כולם אסורים, I just would have thrown in, חוץ מהבא. All right, Abbas is over there, מחלוקת. בית שמאי is going to say, אבא מותר, and him אסורים. תפוס לשון לישון. And Bet Hillel is going to say, Kulam Matirim, Kulam Mutarim. Now, we're throwing in a new Sevara according to Rabbah. So first you see, Mamash the Machloket, which is where Rabbah would have hit, by Ma'amid, right? He came along and said, everybody's going to say, him Asurim ve'Abba Mutar. In this case, Rabbah said, that's exactly the case of Machloket. And in the case where Rabbah with the head said Machloket, Rabbah said, Kula'ama says that everybody is Mutar. So therefore, there's a tremendous Machloket here between Rabbah and Rabbah. But let's understand now in Rabbah with the Aleph, let's understand this side of where he's saying the same Lashon. So if I wouldn't know my father was part of the group, I would have said the same thing. I would have said, Kula'ama Surim, Kulechim Asurim Chutz, Me'abba. So what's the logic of Bet Shammai? So the machloket is over here, regarding another subject called tfos leshon lishon or tfos leshon acharon. What is that by? Well, let's say a person has an animal. He comes along and he tells himself, I want to make this animal temurat ola. He says, I wanted to take on the kiddushav of korban ola. Then he says, oh, you know what? I want it to be temurat shilamim. Now obviously there are two different types of korbanot. One is kulo Hashem, one is the kohanim eat from the meat. It's a different Lashon over here, right? Yeah. So the question is, which Lashon is the Ikar? Mm. So, Bet Shammai, he holds what? First Lashon, Rishon. You go with the first Lashon. That's the Ikar Lashon. That's like the Bimi'ir Shita as well. Whereas, Bet Hillel is going to hold like the other Shita that says, first Lashon, Aharon. That's the Biyosei. Then you go with the second Lashon. Okay, now how does that manifest? Let's read the Ran inside. Look at the Ran. לא נחלקו אלא באומר אילו הייתי יודע שאבא ביניכם הייתי אומר כולכם אסורים חוץ מן אבא בית שמי סבלי לה כרבי מאיד המתפוס לשון ראשון אספירו לרבא פלוקטאיו במעמיד לשונו הראשון ותעמיו זה בית שמי משום לסבלי כרבי מאיר ואמר see where we are on the run?
Yes.
First white line גבי הרי זה תמורת עולה וחזר ואמר הרי זה תמורת שלמים תפוס לשון ראשון, והרי תמורת עולה, ואין בה שלמים כלל. ורבי יוסף סביר על ידי, הרי זו תמורת שלמים, שבגמר דבריו אדם נתפס. בית שמאי סבי הקרבי מי ידע אמר, תפוס לשון ראשון, הלכך, כיוון בתחילת דבריו. דהיינו, כל לכם אסורים, הרי הן כמו שאמרן בתחילה. אף הפי שבגמר דבריו שומר חוץ מן אבא, משווה טעות בדבריו הראשונים. Even though when he retracts and says, I would have said, כל לכם אסורים חוץ מן אבא, he's changing from לשון ראשון, doesn't matter. תפוס לשון ראשון, לא כבדין הבאחי, דעיקת דיבורו של אדם, הוא תחילת דבריו. And therefore, דחייך ידעת, כשדיברו הראשון, סותר דברו האחרון, just like in the case of the קורבנות. There, his second lashon is ממש סותר. He's saying, עולה שלמים. In that case, even when it's סותר, you go to לשון ראשון, אין חושבים למה אדם הרבה סוף כלל, דענו תמונת שלמים, החנמה, שאף שדברו האחרון, דענו חוץ מן אבא, קיים לפי שאינו סותר דבריו הראשון, אלא מבאר. מכל מקום, in this case of it, it's not soter really, it's just explaining. He said, I would have said, כולכם עשו, I just would have stipulated חוץ, מנבא. Still, מכל מקום, כיוון לסביר עלם, דבסות לין זה את זה תופסים לשון לישון, את הקשר לקורבנות, בשאין סותרין, גם כן עושים עיקר מתחילת דיבורו. You always go to the עיקר of his דיבור, and what? וכיוון שתחילת דיבורו מסכים עם מה שמע בתחילת הנדר, which means, and since תחילת דיבורו, where you say כולכם אסורים, מסכים עם מה שמע בתחילת הנדר, מתקיים לגבי האחרים, ולכך הותר מקצתו כלל, דאביב לעולם לא היה בכלל הנדר. Which means, תפוס את השון ראשון, what he said, didn't he say כולכם אסורים? Kulechim Asurim remains that, and we just say when he added the father, it's not Utan Miksato. Because I'll say that he's adding the father, that's just coming to make a, explain what he meant when he said Kulechim Asurim, which means keep the Kulechim Asurim intact, and it's just, he's coming to explain that my father was never part of the mix. So Tfos Lashon Nishon, Shon Nishon is the Ikar. That's going to be the Shita of בית שמאי, ובית הלל סביר לקרבי יוסף, דאמר כשסוטין דבריו זה את זה הולכים אחר גמר דבריו, והחנמה, כשאין סוטין יש לעשות עיקר מגמר דבריו, זה לא מה שאמר חוץ מן אבא, זה נמצא שיש בנדר טעות, כיוון שבתמקסתו בטל כולו, ותגרעו בסוף דבריו, that means you're changing what he said originally, you just said כולכם אסורים, then he said no, כולכם אסורים חוץ מן אבא, or that's a reversal. So now already, once you're reversing, so hutar miksato, hutar kulo, and therefore you go after the soft of Arav, and therefore it's going to say, everybody is mutar. So that's the way that he is learning the machloka. Now the Gemara is going to pose a question. Gemara says, eti vera papa lerava. Okay, so now we're going to ask a question according to the line of reasoning of Rava. Let's read the right. First, we'll see exactly how it's a question on Nava. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva Neder Shutar Miksato Tar Kulo. Rabbi Akiva, he's the Shita that holds Hutar Miksato Tar Kulo. That's the case of the Shabbatot Yamim Tovim. That's what we saw in Shita. That's the guy that made a Neder on fasting the whole year. And then he realized that, he can't fast on Shabbatot Yamim Tovim. So Rabbi Akiva said, once already he's absolved for that, he's absolved for all the other Taniyot as well. So now the Gemara is going to give examples where you see that Rabbi Akiva holds the Shita Utar Miksato Utar Kulo. Case number one. Kunam She'eni Nehene Nekulechem. Right, he makes a neder. Well, I'm not having an from any of you. Okay? Hutar Echad Mehem Utar Kulam. Once already one of them becomes Mutar, everybody becomes Mutar. So let's write that case. We'll call that case number one. Okay? Kunam She'eni Nehene Lekullechem. Okay, keyword Lekullechem. And what's the din on that? Utar Echad Mehem Utar Kulam. Okay, well, we'll see exactly what this case is talking about. This is not to be taken literal. There's only half a story that we're reading. Let's continue the case number two. She'eni nehene tegatolo leze velaze. Okay, that's more specific, right? To this guy, to that guy. Hutar arishon, hutar kulam. Okay, so it says We'll put laze velaze. Okay, like ploni ploni, right? To this guy, to that guy. What's the din over here? Hutar rishon, hutar kulam, hutru kulam. So also, it sounds like the din is saying over here. Hutar rishon. Once one of them is going to be hutar, it sounds like everybody becomes hutar. Mm-hmm. We have to see what this lashon is: rishon, aharon. But that's what it sounds like. Okay, case number three. Hutar aharon, aharon mutar v'cholan asurim. I'm just going to write that. Hutar aharon. The last guy was hutar. Aharon mutar. V'chulan asurim. Okay, now we have to understand the cases. Just we know words. Now let's see the cases. Vishlama l'rabah. Oh, according to Rabbah, this braita can make sense. Mind you, this braita is going alibad Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbah, this braita makes full sense. How? Mukim la l'resha, he can establish the resha. Resha, I'm going to tell you, is talking about cases 1 and 2. These two cases are called the resha. Okay, how can he establish them? De amar laze velaze v'sefa de amar lekulechem, which means I can tell you that these cases over here, when the guy said kunam she'ani nehene lekulechem, this is talking about where originally he said the opposite, and then he's coming along to say, this is what I meant. Look at the Ran. The Ran. Etiver papa l'raba. Pishtama l'raba. Mukir al resha. De amar leze leze v'sefa damar lekulechem. Kelomar. Resha karit reba bekama'e. Okay, the Resha is calling the first two cases. Fine. V'sefa karin baba batraita. Okay, and then the third case is the last case. So this is Resha, one and two, and Sefa is number three. That's just mechanics. V'achi pirusho. Pishtama l'raba mukila litreba bekama'e b'mishane devara v'rishonim. Oh, get the mechanics. Case number one and number two, I'm going to learn these cases as cases of mishane. We changed. How? Continue. ומשום דבבה כמי תנקד שמר בתחילה שאני נהנה לכולכם. This case over here is initially case the one he says כונם שאני נהנה לכולכם, כמר דמו קילה שאמר לזה לזה, כלומר דאשת שיודע שאביב ביניהם אומר שלו היה יודע כמתחילה היה אומר לזה לזה, which means like this. We're learning the Kumshum Haki, the Rabbi Akiva, Hutar Ahadmen, Hutar Kulam. Kevandi Katarti Taut Gabea, the Taut Bilchon, the Gabea Achirim. Good. Which means this case over here is a case of a reversal. What's the case of reversal? Where initially he said what? Kunam She'eni Nehene Lekulechem. Right? Case number one, kunam she'eni nehene lekulechem. Then he found out that his father was in the group. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're speaking that out now. Father was in the group. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, if I would have known my father was in the group, I would have said leze velaze, you know, chutz min abba. So case number one. Still case number one. So what the braita said kunam she'eni nehene lekulechem is what he said initially. Mm-hmm. Mm. But the braita is not telling you that he made a reversal. But I'm speaking this out now. And it means he's talking about what? Where the guy made a reversal. Oh, I didn't know my father was in the group now. I never would have said kulechem. So in that case over there, he made a shinui. I would have said peloni u peloni. I would not want to have said kulechem at all. I don't want my father to be in the group even for 1 second. And therefore, I wouldn't have said kulechem. I would have stipulated the father. In this case over here, hutar echad mem hutar kulam. Who's that going like? Beautiful. That's like Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly the way Rabbah understood. You know, Rabbah, when it came to Mishaneh, right? Rabbah in Mishaneh, when he changed his words, according to Bet Hillel, Kulam Mutarim. Because Nedesh Utar Mikzato Utar Kulo. So therefore, Rabba can establish case number one beautifully. Alibad Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva and Betel agree. It works out. So case number one works out. Case number two also works out. You know why? Because case number two is also a case of Mishaneh. How? Originally he said, Lezeh ve'lezeh. Then he comes along and says, oh, I didn't know my... He said, Peloni Asur, Peloni Asur, Peloni Asur. Then he comes along, they tell him, oh, by the way, did you know your father was in this crowd over here? So, oh, my father was in the crowd. If my father was in the crowd, I would have said, Kulam Asurim Chutz Me'Abba. Now, why would he do that? What kind of reversal of that? You know why? Because the Ran speaks out. When you say, Lazeh ve'lazeh ve'lazeh, the guys that are standing by think, since he's going down the line, he's going to include his father also. This is just a matter of time until it's going to come to the father, until he comes along and says, Chutz me'abba. You guys, you know, I would never have said, lezeh ve'lezeh. I don't like that language, because it sounds like I'm getting to my father. I would have used the lashon, kulam asurim chutz me'abba, because that's quicker. People will know right away that my father is not included. So there's a sivarat to say that when he says zelazeh, he would rather say kodechem. But bottom line, this is also a case of mishaneh. Now, what's the deal of mishaneh? Utar rishon, utar kulam. Now, this language of the Braita, utar rishon, utar kulam, it's lav davka rishon. Just say, utar echad mehem, utar kulam. That's what it means, the Ran says. Because the language was, there's no rishon over it. So once the father, you're being matir, that automatically everybody's going to become mutar. But the point is what? This could also be a case of shinui, alibade, rabbi akiba, and therefore everything is good according to Rabbah. Good? Mm-hmm. But so the reason why the Ran is so key on understanding this braita, because when you read this braita, you don't realize that this is just half a statement. Which you understand? Which means you have to know that there was something that happened before this. The guy said, lezeh ve'lezeh. Oh, if I would have known, I would have said, lekulechem. It's the opposite. He started off saying, lezeh. I'm sorry, he started saying, zeh lezeh. And he said, oh, if I would have known, I would have said, kulechem. Which is the reversal in the case. It's beautiful. But the point that you have to know for crystallizing what's happening here, the first two cases are a case of mishaneh. And Mishnah works out according to Rabbi Akiva, by the way. Because we're in Rabbi Akiva Shita. Mind you, this bright is Alibad Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rabbah in Mishnah, Betelil says Kulam Mutarim. And we wanted to make Betelil like Rabbi Akiva. So everything works out. Good. Continue. Ela Lidida. So read it inside. Bishlam al Rabbah. Mukim la Lirisha. How are we explaining Risha? Risha's first two cases. Mm-hmm. Why are we explaining that to Risha? Because bottom line, once we're explaining them both in Mishaneh, they both have the same case, so that's what's called Risha. The Amar Lezeh VeLezeh, which is the first case is talking about where initially he came along and said Lezeh VeLezeh. Right now he's retracting and saying LeKulechem. VeSefa De Amar LeKulechem. Actually, this is the retraction. This is saying what he said initially. Case one and two is what he said initially, and the Gemara is telling you what he retracted. Initially, he said kunam shalini kulechem, and he said, "I would have said lezev lezev." And the second case is he said lezev lezev. He said, "I would have said likulechem." And I explained to you the logic of why each one has its valid point. Ela lididak, but according to you, Rava, bishtamar resha. Mukim la de'ama likulechem. I have no problem with the resha. Now, what's the resha? Look at Quran. Bottom line. Ela lididach b'shtamar resha de'ama likulechem. De paligi rabbanan kilomar b'ma'amid. Umishumachi davka l'rabbi akiva utar echad mehem utrukulam. Let's review Rava's shita. Rava said that the machloket bet Shammai and bet Hillel is by Ma'amid. Where even if he's using the same language, where he came along and said, Kulechem Asurim. I thought, oh, did you know your father was part of the group? Oh, I would have said, Kulechem Asurim Chutz Min Abba. And in that case over there, bet Hillel says, Kulam Mutarim, תפוס לשון אחרון, therefore you go with the לשון אחרון, therefore הותר מקסתו, הותר כולו. So I can explain the case number one, where the guy said, כולם שאני נהנה לכולכם, I'll tell the case is מעמיד, where he said the same language, and that's why the deen is, הותר אחד ממותר, כולם. I can say this is, I'm going to write it over here, this is considered מעמיד, אליבד רבה, and therefore the deen is correct. הותר אחד ממותר כולם. כיוון שהוא מעמיד דבריו, הוא בדבר מותר וכולם עשו לבגוד. אלא שפה, turn the daf, אלא שפה, דאמר, לזה ולזה, let's speak out now. The case of לזה ולזה. Okay, what's that case over there? That's the case, run, אלא שפה, כלומר, מציעתה. Oh, see, now already we're changing terminologies. This case now is called case number two. We're calling this now Sefa. If you remember in the first Shita, we called this first two cases Resha. Yeah. Just have to remember what the terminology is. In Lava, or Aleph, this is calling Sefa. Case number two. Now what's case number two? The guy comes along and says, Lazeh v'lazeh. Continue. Ela Sefa, kelom etziata I dama lazeh v'kelomar. Shibitehila amar likulechem. The guy's learning the case. Initially, he said, "Kulechem." Ve'achshav umel lazeh lazeh. So this is a case of a reversal. Meaning, we're learning case number two is a case of mishaneh. Now let's stop at this point. Let's learn the case of mishaneh according to Rava. Rava mishaneh kulam mutarim. Everybody holds in that case ben lebet shamay, ben lebet hillel mutarim. So then, why did this braita say that this is only going according to Rabbi Akiva? The chaurat should be going according to everybody. So therefore, the braita doesn't make sense according to Rava, and that's what the Gemara says. Ela sefada malazel azel. If you're learning, that's a case of a reversal. Rabbi Akiva, he. I might believe it, but not ale. Ve'amar tevrei akol mutar. That's the question. Now, for some reason, to speak this out, for some reason, the Gemara, when it wants to ask this question on Rava, wants to make this second case a case of Mishaneh, to make a question. Now, Lechaora, why couldn't you learn it the same way you learned in Rabba? Rabba, you coupled the first two cases together and learned it was a case of Mishaneh. So say the same thing in Rava. Put the first two cases as Ma'amid, Ma'amid Varav, and Ma'amid Varav, the deen is the same. Hutar Ehad, Hutar Kulam. She's, why in Rava were you forced in case number two to say it's a case of Mishaneh? And if you make a question. In Rava, the first two cases you learned as one, right? You called it the Shai. You learned it's all cases of Mishaneh, and the deen is Alibad Rava. In the case of Mishaneh, Betelel, Kulam Mutarim. Very good. So the same thing here. So the first two cases, Alibad Rava, is Mishaneh. Is Ma'amid. And according to him, by the case of Ma'amid, Betelel says Kulam Mutarim. Therefore, the bright makes perfect sense. So, who forced you, Gemara, to learn the second case is Mishaneh? And therefore, you have a question, Alibad. So comes the Ran, fourth line. ולכה לממר דכי איך ידל רבה תראה בבי כמי במשנה לרבה נמי תראה בבי כמי במעמיד. Can I ask that question? אלא דרשה כשומע בתחילה ולבסוף כולכם ומסיעתה כשומע בתחילה ולבסוף לזה ולזה. We're saying the same case is a שינוי. Why? ולכה לממר אחי דבשתמע לרבה תרווי וסריכי להשמינן דבן מכלל לפרט או מפרט לכלל שינוי אבי. Which means, I understand, you know what, in Rava, I just only need two cases. Because you need to tell me the shinui both ways. Where he went from prat to klal, and when he went from klal to prat, because you tell me both are considered legal reversals. Because the sivarot, why a guy would rather say kulichem, and the sivarot to say why he'd rather say. Yeah. So that's why you need two cases. El rava delet le ukmeta ele bima'amid, tarti bima'amid, lamali. But if the case is ma'amid, where he's saying the same thing, I don't need two cases where he said kulechem, and he said I would have said kulechem. Or he says, Nazir v'Nazir, and he says, I would have said Nazir v'Nazir. There's no Hiddush in the case of Ma'amid, where you're keeping the same language. So I wouldn't need two cases. So therefore, one case would have been sufficient. So therefore, I have to go to the second case, learn the Hiddush, I would have to learn Mishaneh. Ah, once you learn it Mishaneh, and now you have already a problem, because it's not consistent. You know what? You know what the problem is, according to Rava? Not the deen. That's fine. But the problem is, why is only Rabbi Akiva? The Kavara, according to him, is Kudam as Mutarim. That's going with Achamim as well. So comes Rava, Amma de Rava. Rava Kazo says, you're asking a question on me? Ul Rava, the Rabbi Akiva Miniha? According to Rabbi, you think this right to make sense? Before you ask on me. On my colleague, Rava, do you think this right to make any sense? Why? Sefa. Case number three, b'may mukimla. What's the case of the sefa? De amar lekullechem. Hey dinu rishon, vehey dinu udenu aharon. What's the case of the sefa? Look at Ran. Amar Rava. Second wide line. Amar Rava. Ul Rava miniha. Sefa b'may mukimla de amar lekullechem. Kilomar. Ma'amid. Uh-huh. We're learning case number three is a case of Ma'amid. Well, according to Rabbah, the first two cases were Mishaneh. So case number three is going to be Ma'amid, where he's saying the same Lashon. Right?
Yes.
Now, what's the deen? Let's just speak out. According to Rabbah, what's the deen of Ma'amid? Everybody agrees. Him Asurim, Ba'ba Mutar. Good. And that's really the statement of the Ibraita. Aharon Mutar. The Khulan Asurin. Now, here's the question. Aharon Mutar really means Abba Mutar, the Khulan Asurin. But here it calls the Abba Aharon. The last guy, for some reason, it calls him the Aharon. In the other case, where everybody was Mutar, it says Hutar Rishon, Hutar Kulam. Here the Abba is called
Rishon.
What's going on here? Why one case you're calling him the Aharon, one case you call him the Rishon? Rabbah comes up and says, Rabbah, you're okay with this Braita? Does this make any sense to you, this Braita? Which means, you're right, your dinim work out. But your terminology of the Braita doesn't work out. Because, you're right, in the case where, let's say, Mishaneh, according to Rabbah, Ali Badr Bi Akiva, Ali Badr Betele, Kulam Utarim. And what's the way the Braita said that? Hutar Rishon, Hutar Kulam. Which really means we interpreted it, Hutar Abba, once the father is Mutar, because he didn't include his father, Hutar Utru Kulam. Beautiful. So here's calling the father, Rishon. Now we go to a case of Ma'amid. What's the case of Ma'amid? Where he kept, I would have said, Kolechem Asurim, I just would have thrown in, Husman Abba. So he come along and say, oh, in that case, what does Abba hold by Ma'amid? He holds, everybody's going to hold him Asurim and Abba Mutar. He was calling the Abba, Aharon Mutar, Vikulan Asurim. Why is our father called Aharon over here?
Made the switch.
What time you call him Rishon? What time you call him Aharon? So Ravazu is saying, I understand the question he asked on me, but according to you, this Braita also doesn't make any sense. Because case number three, terminology doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. No, but that's a strong question. Which is why one time he's called Rishon, Hutar Rishon, one time it comes along and says Aharon, it's the same guy, it's the father. Why is he Rishon? Why is he Aharon? What's that language, Rishon Aharon? So Ravazu, I'll tell you why. Ela resha de amar lekulechem. The resha, what he's doing now, Rava is saying like this. You learned the Braita all wrong. The way you learned the Braita, there's case number one, that's the resha, and case number two and three are together. What's case number one? Case number one is talking about where he said kulechem, and he was ma'amid is the baraf, and therefore it makes sense according to everybody. Because in the case of Ma'amid, according to everybody, him Asurim and Abba Mutar, right? According to that's according to Rava. Actually, no. According to Kunam Shani Nene Lekulechem, Ela Lesha Damal Lekulechem. Look at Ran. Kilomar Ben Lididi Ben LeRava Lesha Damar Kulechem. This is talking about what he said Kulechem. The sefa, continue learning the Ran. The sefa, kulman mitziata ubatraita. Case number two and three. B'shetaltan ze baze. B'shetala'an ze baze. B'shetala'an ze baze means the guy came along in case number two, let's say. He said, laze, velaze, velaze, velaze. What was he saying? He was making it each one interdependent on each other. Which means, case the guy number one is going to be Asur, and number two is going to be Asur, because guy number one is Asur. And because guy number two is Asur, guy number three is going to be Asur. And because guy number three is Asur, guy number four is going to be Asur. Which means each one now is linked on the guy before him. Mm-hmm. Bukes. Once you're saying that, Hutar Rishon, guy number one, really number one, breaks the link. Once one guy number one's you broke the link, everybody else following him is going to be Hutar. However, Hutar Aharon, everybody else before is going to be Asur. New case. And now Rabbah says, that's why sometimes you have Rishon, sometimes you have... It's got nothing to do with Ma'amid, these last two cases, Ma'amid and Mishaneh. The last two cases is a new story. The guy's coming along and saying, Qudam alai, whatever, or Qudam on these people. To who? Lazev, 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 Lazev. He went down the line. Now what does he mean, Lazev, Lazev, Lazev? He means, I'm making it a suit on number one, and because it's a suit on number one, it's going to be a suit on number two, and because it's a suit on number two, it's a suit on number three. Each guy's a suit for the guy before him, down the line, to 20 guys, let's say, right? Now he comes along and he takes away number one. So, number one's my father. Oh, I didn't know number one's my father. Okay, you know what? I never would have said number one. Oh, once you're not said number one, you broke the whole thing. Hutar Rishon, Hutru Kulam. Oh, let's say his father was the last guy. He comes up and says, oh, my father was the last guy? Oh, I never would have done him. Okay, he's Hutar, but everybody else before is Asur. So, case number two has got nothing to do with anything. So, what's case number one, but? Case number one is a case of Ma'amid. Now, look at the next round. The sefak ela dididi reshabe ma'amid uraba mishane. Which means learn the case like this. Case number one is vaday kunam shini nehne lekulechem. According to me, I learned this case as a ma'amid, and Rabba will learn it as a case of mishane. Od pam. According to Rava, he holds by ma'amid. Look at the chart. Rava. Ma'amid, he's saying the same language. Why? Kulam Asurim. I would have said Kulam Asurim, Osman Abba. Betelel, Kulam Mutarim. So he'll learn this case of Kulam She'ani Nene Lekulechem. Was a case where he said, I would have said the same thing, I just would have added Osman Abba, that's Ma'amid. The deen is correct, according to Rabbi Akiva. Hutar Echadmim, Hutar Kulam. Whereas Rabba will learn case number one is saying, where this was a reversal. Where originally he said what? Kulam She'ani Nene Lekulechem. They said, oh. My father was part of the situation over there. I would have said laze velaze, and not to call the father, because he wouldn't want to say kulechem, because it sounds like he's upsetting his father for a second. He doesn't want anybody to think he's upsetting his father for a second. So Rabba will learn the first case as a shinui. Very good. What's Rabba's deen by mishaneh? Betele kulam mutarim, and that's what it's saying over kulam mutarim. Very good. So there was case number one. Don't make this blight against any of us. Rabba says. Case number one, each one will learn respectively to fit into his shita. Two and three has nothing to do with anything. Case number two and three is just talking about a domino case where the guy is making each neder interdependent on the guy before. And that's why it answers that question, why sometimes it says Hutar Rishon to Kulam. Hutar Aharon, Aharon Hutar ve Kulam Asurim. That Rishon and Aharon fits in according to Rava's interpretation. So the Maaseh, the Braita is not a question on anybody. So therefore you had, what we tried to do was knock out Rava. You couldn't knock him out. Rava was able to learn the Braita according to himself. Gemara has another question. Okay, another question for Rava. Now you just have to look at the chart just to remember the chart. Always remember Rava, his mahloket was in the case of Ma'amid. Where he's, again, get the case of Ma'amid. He said, Kulechem Asurim. Oh, my father was part of the group, I would have said the same language. I would have said, Kulechem Asurim. I just would have thrown in Husman Abba. In that case over there, according to Rava, he learns Machlok, and Betel is going to say, Kulam Mutarim. Because why? Tfos Lashon Aharon. And once you tefes the Shona Haron, you're saying Kunechem Asurim Husman Abba. So already you want to be Matir Mikseto. What's the one you want to be Matir Mikseto? You Matir Kulo. So he says Kunam Batzal Shani Toim. God comes and says, I'm making an Isur on me, I'm not eating onions. And he says, why is I can eat onions? Shabbatzal Ra' Lalev. Because onions are not good for the heart. That's his Kunam. I'm not eating onions because onions are not good for the heart. Amru Lo. So they tell him, what are you talking about? Vahalo Hakufri Yafel Alev. They tell them the onions that come from a place called Kufri, they're very good for the heart. So it says, Hutar be Kufri, he's mutar, he never meant the Kufri, so he can eat Kufri onions. Velo be Kufri bilvad hutar, illa bechula betzalim. He's mutar on all onions. Sounds like what? Hutar miksato, hutar kulo. Continue. Umaase aya, there was a story exact like this that happened. Vetiro rebimir bechula betzalim. He was matir him to eat all onions. So what do you see? According to the Bimeir, he sees the Bimeir is holding what? Hutar miksato, hutar kulo. My love, now what's the case? Give us the details of the case. The amar ilu ayiti yodaya shakufri yafel alev. The guy saying, if I would have known that kufri was good, hayiti omer kol abesalim asurim vekufri mutar. Which means I would have said a different language. I would have said what? I would have stipulated actually, because initially the guy just said what? Kol abesalim asurim. So had I known the kufri was a different item, I would have said kol abesalim asurim, except for the kufri. Now that's a case of ma'amid, where he's saying the same language, just would have. And what are we seeing according to this? That in the case of ma'amid, according to the Bimeir, the whole thing becomes mutar. Now that's a question adiba de Rava. Why? Because Rava, you said by the case of ma'amid, look at this here. We wanted to say that this is dependent, according to the Mahluk of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yoseh. We said Rabbi Meir is going like Bet Shammai. Why? What was Bet Shammai Shita? He wanted to say, in that case, you split it. Abba Mutar, Vehem Asurim. In the case of Mami, I want to speak in the case of Kansas, you have clarity. The guy said, Kulechem Asurim. They were eating figs. Kulechem Asurim. Hey, father's in the group. Oh, my father in the group. I would have said kulechem asurim chosme abba. So Bet Shammai came along and said, okay, the father's going to be mutar, and everybody else is asur. First lashon rishon. We go with the first lashon. All he do is just explaining what he meant in lashon rishon. He's not retracting on anything. So when I said kulechem asurim, first lashon rishon, take out my father. And who did we say holds like that? We held that that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Yeah. That what? That in that case over there, you could trust the Shon Nishon. But what do you see over here? You see Rabbi Meir doesn't say that. In this case of the onions, what is he saying? He's saying, oh listen, all onions are asur. All onions are asur. They tell him, what are you talking about? Onions are asur. What do you mean? The kufri is a great onion. So he comes along and says, oh, if I would have known that, I would have said, Kol abetzalim asurim, chutz min hakufri. And what did the Bimeir say in that case? The Bimeir came along and said, Hitir Rabbi Meir bechulan. All of them. So you see, the Bimeir obviously is not holding the way you understood him. Because you understood the Bimeir, you wanted to put him like Bet Shammai. And just like the Bimeir holds. Now the case of, let's say, the Korbanot. Tfos Lashon Rishon, you wanted to say by Nedarim also, Tfos Lashon Rishon, and therefore split it. When he says, Kolechem Asurim, he meant Kolechem Asurim, Chutzme Abba, and he was just stipulating, the father was never part of the calculation, but you see the Bimeir doesn't hold like that. For me, you see in the case of the onions, where the guy came along and said, all the onions are going to be Asur. And then it comes and says, oh, the kufri. Oh, I would have said everything's asur except for the kufri. We mean saying what? Everything becomes permissible through kulam. So the way you understood the mahlok, it is not so. You see, the bimeir is not going like Bet Shammai. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not the case of the onions. Be omer ilu hayiti yodeya shakufri yafel alev hayiti omer Batsal peloni upeloni asurim vekufri mutar verabi meir alibad rabbi akiba valibad rabbanan. Now I'll tell you the case is talking about he was mishaneh by the onions, which means the guy started off saying, you know, all onions are forbidden. They came along to the guy and said, what are you talking about onions forbidden? Because you think the onions are bad for your heart, but the kufri onions are great. So, you know what I would have done? I would have said, asurin kufri mutawish. I would have changed. Oh, by changing, then already Rabbi Meir is going to quote everybody. He's not limiting himself just to one shita. Therefore, Rabbi Meir makes sense. We thought the case was about Ma'amid. Ma'amid, what do you mean? They didn't learn Rabbi Meir like that. You learned Rabbi Meir goes like Bechamai, that says who mutar vehem asurim. And that is any case talking about a case of Mishnah, so it was not a question aliba derava. So nonetheless, we were not able to disprove shitat rabah in the Gemara. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.